Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Well, another hard-fought game that came down the wire for your team on Saturday. You guys come up a little short, 24-17 at UAlbany. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a really competitive game all around. Obviously, it came down to, you know, last possession, having a chance to drive down and potentially get the game-tying score and didn't go our way. But, you know, proud of, you know, how our guys fought. You know, they competed all day, and you got to give credit to Albany. They did a really good job of, you know, limiting some mistakes and capitalizing on some of the turnovers and the mistakes that we had. And, you know, at the end of the day, on the road in the CAA, you know, too many self-inflicted penalties and some turnovers on our part, you know, that ultimately led to us not getting it done. So you give them credit, and, you know, we showed a little, you know, lack of composure offensively, and you know, we're pretty young at still some key positions, and for whatever reason on the road, you know, we haven't found a way to make those big plays.
Okay, me a question too, if you'll get that, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Coach Santos, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Listen, I have a couple of questions for you. First one is, you've experienced this rivalry as a player. What's it like now as being, you know, the guy who's making the decisions as a head coach?
It's such a great atmosphere. You know, wherever this game's played, I enjoy it being the last game of the year, and, you know, you throw the records out of it, you know, regardless. You know, it's always a hard-fought battle against two very competitive and prideful teams. Usually has playoff implications one way or the other, you know, as it does again this year. So I just think it's great for FCS football. And just, you know, it was always fun to be a part of it as a player, and, you know, I'm going to enjoy it this year as well as a coach.
So, looking at Maine, what do you see in them? And you know, do you see? I'm not sure you've been following them all season. What do you see differently now than you did early in the year with them?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's any different. You know, they're extremely explosive team. You know, Coach Charlton does a tremendous job of scheming guys up. He's a very good play caller. He gets his guys to play hard, to play downhill. They play emotional. I just think he does all the right things as a leader of that team. You know, they're really, really explosive offensively. And, you know, a guy like Ernest Edwards is as dynamic of a player as you're going to find at this level. He impacts it multiple ways, and obviously as a wide receiver, and, you know, then in the kick return game. So, I mean, he's somebody, anytime he has the ball, you know, he's a home run threat. You know, you really got to give credit to Joe, you know, the young quarterback Fagnano, for stepping in there as a true freshman, leading the way. You know, sometimes, you know, when your backup quarterback gets in there, you know, that can hamper you a little bit, and they've seemed to even hit a little more stride with him in there. So give credit to their coaching staff. They're doing a tremendous job of getting their guys to buy in. And defensively, they're really talented as well. They play downhill. They tackle extremely well. Their D-line is physical. You know, they have ton of guys on the perimeter where they can, you know, they can blitz you, they can play cover one. They don't mind leaving their corners on islands all day and playing cover one, because they know, you know, the type of athletes those guys are. So, you know, it's a tough task for us this week, but, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Rick, I want to go back to Saturday, and defensively, you know, Albany came into the game as one of the top offensive teams, especially passing in the country. You guys hold them to 288 total yards in that game. What were you able to do pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, for the most part, we did a good job tackling. I thought our front four did a good job of, you know, getting after the quarterback a little bit. You know, we had four sacks, and I thought the secondary did a good job of being disciplined and limiting some of their explosive plays. You know, Albany has the ability to throw the ball over the top, and they have all year. So we did a good job limiting that. You know, wind was a little bit of a factor going one way, you know, kind of limited you throwing the ball. So I think, you know, both teams were being conservative when they were going into the wind. So that, you know, that helped out as well. But, you know, just give credit to the defense and how hard they've played up. You know, they've really done a great job keeping us in games.
Got a couple more media questions in queue, if you'll get those, Hillary.
Yes, your next question comes from Larry Mahoney with the Banger Daily News.
Hey, Coach Santos, how are you?
Doing well, Larry. How you doing?
Good, thanks. obviously disappointing loss to Albany as you play Maine on Saturday. Are you worried about any letdown? I mean, obviously it may have cost you a playoff berth. I mean, even though it is a rivalry game, do you worry about your players still feeling an after effect of that?
No, I don't think so. I think playing against Maine kind of takes care of itself. This game always has just a special meaning to our program. You look at last year and what Maine did to us, and they beat us handily. So I think there's a ton of reasons for our guys to play up to this game. And I think at the end of the day, you need to send your seniors out the right way. And, the guys that have played here for four and a half years and, left a legacy on this program, we owe it to them as coaches and as players in this program to make sure that we play inspired for them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Low Sports.
Having been in this rivalry as a player before, do you have any favorite memories from your time playing for the Musket?
There's a lot of good memories. A few up there as a player. Winning some games late up in Orono. Anytime you play up there, the last game of the year, it's going to be cold, and a couple snowy games that I remember that were a lot of fun. The epic battles that we had in 2013 and 14 were some really good games as an assistant coach as well. So I just, you look back on those and there's some fond memories. But it's a really good football team this year, and we gotta be prepared and ready to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rick, offensively, your team was held to just 244 yards. You mentioned the tough weather conditions where you probably, I'm guessing, would have liked to have gotten that run game going a little bit better. Why were you unable to do that?
I thought they did a good job of mixing up some line stunts and some different things they hadn't shown on tape. And, their defensive line, did a good job of holding their gaps and, shedding some of our O-line. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we still had an opportunity to win that game. And, we got to do a better job of, cleaning up some of the penalties and cleaning up some of the, the ball security issues, that we had in that game. And I think that ultimately is what cost us, not the lack of run game.
You mentioned the struggles on the road, but you guys have been perfect at home this season, 4-0. What's been the difference for your team at home?
I don't know. I just think it's one of those things where we just, we love to play in front of the home crowd. You have your normal routine that doesn't change, and it's just we've always played well here. The home field advantage at Kyle Stadium has been great over the last decade or so. So I just think it's something that our kids really relish in the moment, playing at home, and, we're hoping we have that same inspired play this week.
Final game for a senior class that, even though I know this is your first year back, some guys that you're familiar with and have, I'm sure, eased your transition this season. Talk about that group of guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really happy to be a part of it with these guys and see them off the right way. And, you look at a guy like Prince Smith, who's came in and contributed as a true freshman and played all the way for 4 years and has done such a tremendous job for us. And Isaiah Perkins, the other corner, those two guys have been staples of our secondary for a long time. They're great leaders. You look at Mike Balsamo, senior captain, just excited for him to get back. He was hampered a little bit with an injury at the beginning of the year, so happy that he can finish his career on the playing field. Offensively, Evan Gray, I think he's someone as well that has really, developed as a leader for us offensively, plays with great emotion, very physical running back, and I think he's somebody who, is a great leader and mentor to the young players. And, and then obviously Pop Lacey, who we lost to injury, has been such an emotional leader and a catalyst for our defense success over the years. So, guys like that, just really happy to be a part of it with them, and hopefully we see them off the right way.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for your time today and all season long. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rob. Take care now.
All right.